for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Thursday evening service of April 12, 1990, Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Ombro kosoroto, ombro kosokora, ibra kasaka. I'm just telling you what God's showing me here, brother. Ombro kosokora. Brother, I'm just trying to figure out what God was trying to tell me. He just showed you me your very powerful arm, see? And you got a powerful, strong anointing on you. And you had this weight. It's kind of like you weren't doing this, but it's kind of like, what do they call that, hand wrestling? He wasn't doing that, but it was sort of similar to that. He had this big weight, and he was trying to turn it like this, trying to move it. And that, this powerful man, that arm was twice, three times as big as yours. Big arm, and he's going like this. And that shows the struggle that's in you. And not flesh struggle, but that it's the anointing was struggling, see. That anointing, that Holy Spirit that's working in you, that's interceding in you, it's almost becomes impossible sometimes. That travail type thing that comes on you. Do you understand what we're saying? And you're moving like this. You're trying to move that heavy weight. Trying to move that heavy weight. And I knew that he needed help. I knew that if he had some people to join him, that they would wing it over just like that. So what he's doing, he's travailing the body of Christ in to this new level. And as you join and intercede, as other bodies, people join and intercede, then this thing is going to start turning. You're going to turn it. Turn it. Turn it. See, you doing this shows the leadership responsibility that God's put on you because you have a strong understanding of these things. You have a lot of light on these things, a lot of revelation on these things, and the burden is on your back. The pressure is on your back. So don't give it up. Don't let her down. Keep pressed in because people are going to start joining you worldwide. And that thing goes start turning. And that weight, that pressure is going to come off of the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to break in.
Yes,
to this
hallelujah.
New realm.
Come on.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
You have somebody ministering?
Yes,
to?
This little sweetheart in the peach with the white you. Uh-huh. But, I just saw you. You were in this field of beautiful flowers, wildflowers. And you were sitting up on this rock and just thinking, you've been blessed. You've been blessed. All these flowers were blessings that the Lord has given you. And you don't quite know how to handle your situation. You don't know what you want, what you ought to be doing. I want to agree with you that the Lord's going to speak loud enough for you to hear. And you're going to turn up your hearing aid so you can hear
God
what the Lord
wisdom.
Wants you,
you to do.
Understand
that, honey? God give you wisdom. A lot of us sitting in the midst of our blessing, and we're all blessed, see? You may not think you're all that blessed, but you're blessed. And not quite knowing what to do. Well, join the crowd. I don't know all the time myself. But you see, you obey God the best you can, keep walking the best you can, and then more light comes. She's just agreeing here that you're going to start doing the best you can. You're going to come to that place where you're going to see the plan God has for you. You know how I pray like that? I say, God, your perfect plan be done in this situation. See, a person talked to me the other day, and it was a real, in the natural, just in the flesh, it's a pretty good deal. It really amounted to a person giving to our organization something like $150,000. Really what it amounted to, it wasn't cash, it was buildings and stuff like that. And, you know how I prayed? I just said, God, only thing I want is what is best for you and this situation, best for that situation. I don't want it. I do want it. Whatever. See, don't make me a bit of difference. Whatever you want, God, is what I want.
Amen.
Now, that's the way you have to pray to get out of that mess. You still loving me? Then I want to talk to you.
Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Robokora. Ombro kosoko. Ombro kosoko. Imbra kasaka. Now, Glenn, I don't understand this at all. I'm going to talk to you, and I believe as I talk to you, it'll come out. You know, when I get a word like this, I like for it to be something real neat, and you know, I like for it to at least give him, make it look like something. This didn't even look good. But I believe when I talk, it'll come out right. So, Brother Glenn, you were standing up here, and you had little flags. You'd stick this one up, and then you'd stick this one up, and you'd stick this one up. And none of them was all that hot. See, just little flags. Just little flags, and you're doing them all. Brother, I want to tell you something, what God's saying by that. That's what you've been doing for the last, how many long you've been here? 14 years in this camp. You've been putting flags. Flags represent liberty. Liberty. See, each one of these meetings, people are carrying these little flags home. See, these were little flags, not big flags, see. You're carrying, and you're giving these flags out to people that come here. Liberty is what it is. Spirit of liberty is coming on you when you come to this camp. Are you hearing me? Now, the spirit of liberty is coming on you in this camp. Now, it doesn't look like all that much. See, that's the point, Glenn. It doesn't look like you're really setting the world on fire. But each one of these, and then I knew that the time was coming when it would no longer be just these little ones. There would be a giant flag brought out here, represents the full anointing of God. So these camps is what I've just been picking up tidbits. They've been outstanding, right? Been outstanding. But the time is coming when we will not have just a little liberty, You thank God for that little liberty.
Yes, amen.
But we're going to have divine explosions. Explosions. It'll be heard around the world. That's the hour that we're coming to as far as the nation's concerned, but as far as this camp's
praise
concerned.
Praise you, Jesus.
Miss Mills told me that last week.
We'll go for that. Praise God. That these little flags, praise God for them.
Amen.
These little
amen.
Freedoms, little liberties we're getting. And we take them home and live them. But brother, we're coming to the place where that divine explosion is going to bring forth the full liberty of God in these meetings. Thank God, thank God. You see, a lot of churches are sweethearts. I go to these churches, they're sweethearts. They pastors love God. But I want to tell you something now. We get deceived and we don't know what's going on. And places like this can be a wonderful place to get fed and blessed. And some churches just won't let it happen. I mean, good charismatic churches. In their ignorance and stupidity won't let it happen.
Amen.
Don't even know any better. Don't even know they're blocking God. Man, I missed the whole Pentecostal move by stupidity. I'd say, God, where are you? You know, I'd hear that little voice about the Pentecost. I said, I wish that was true. Everybody told me that was a bunch of lies. Missed the whole thing. I mean, back in the 40s, I was preaching. John 14:12, he that believeth on me, I mean Baptist, he that believeth on me, the works that I do. I said, if you get a hold of God, you'd tear this church down. You couldn't build a big enough one to keep people out. You see, there'd be so many people. You see, I believed all that stuff, but Pentecostals had it moving and I didn't know anything about it. Dummies. A lot of charismatics are going to miss God in this hour, this stupidity. But see, this is a place where when churches aren't moving in the power of God, you can come and get the fire of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Looks like we're getting the leaders here tonight. Go ahead, Mother, pick up somebody.
This
else.
Little sweetheart in the blue skirt right on the end there. You know, You've seen these two-wheel, one-horse carts that they use for peddlers use in foreign countries. You've seen pictures of them. And your cart was all painted up nice and bright and clean and looked good. And you were just taking things to people, going from place to place, giving people your wares, telling people about Jesus. And it was a pleasure to see that type of a vehicle. It wasn't one that was run down and just you didn't want to get anything off of it. It was there. It was lovely. That's your life.
Oh, la, la, taria. Mondekila, brother,
praise
that black
Jesus.
Brother back there, are you a preacher? Are you a pastor?
No, sir.
Well, come on down here. You're a preacher, but not a pastor. Do you preach a lot?
Quite a bit.
Praise God, praise God. Isn't he a nice guy?
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Let me hug your neck, brother.
Praise
God, praise God,
praise
God. Hallelujah. Iprakasata rabakasata rabakasakaya. Ombro kosokora. Ombro kosokora. Brother, I break that discouraging spirit that gets on you. You hear me? I break that failure spirit that's been dominating you and destroying you and causing you to be broken in heart and discouraged and tempted to just back away and say, isn't there more? And how do I get out of this? I break that. I release you from that and send you into a new dimension where you'll see the power and the fire of God upon you.
Jesus.
You foul torment. You torment that's been tormenting this brother. I break your power. I break your power. I break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Brother, you know, the second thing I saw there in the Spirit, I just, when I say in the Spirit, I could miss God. See, it's what I feel like was the Spirit. See, I just saw these, it's just like a bunch of, I call them torments. See, just like bees or something. Just wanted to bite you and sting you. See, just right in a hornet's nest all messed. See, not just one or two, but all the time. You understand that?
Amen.
And you just know you're coming through. Then the next thing I saw, you're going to have to do a lot of praying to God. A lot of really soul searching, coming, getting, you know, just like we preached tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And you're going to see something break in your ministry.
Hallelujah.
Okay?
Praise.
Now,
hallelujah.
One thing about obedience, you don't get out of the mess quick. Amen. See, Israel,
glory.
Thank you, brother.
Thank
Israel
you.
Repented slowly. 70 years it took them to repent.
Amen.
And you and I repent slowly because we don't know what full repentance is. I repent a little bit at the time. See, that's what you said tonight. You know, I'll finally teach you.
Yeah.
But you see, I said, Lord, I want to be like Jesus. But boy, if I really knew what that meant, forget it, Lord. So step at a time, you come in. Ah, da, da, da. Say it, we're coming in.
We're coming in.
Get to the fullness of Jesus.
We're coming in, praise God. Praise God.
I'm going to pray. It's your turn, Mother.
This little sweetheart with the fruit basket. You know, I just saw you. You've got a load. I don't know what it is, but I saw this harness going over your shoulders back to a load. You've got a load that you're carrying. And I want to agree with you. You're going to have the strength and the ability to carry that load as long as it has to be carried. The time may come when you don't have to carry it, but you've got the strength and ability to carry it.
You understand that, sis? God says you can handle it. Get in there and kick and go, kid. All right? My brother here. What's your name?
Gene Moody.
Gene Moody. Isn't he a nice guy? I tell you what, everybody you lined up here just seems so sweet, Glenn. I mean, this seems like they're just beautiful people. We just love you so much. Appreciate your spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
Ibrakasakaya. Now, brother, here's what I see in my spirit that I feel like God's saying to you.
Jesus.
There is a ministry in you that wants to share everything to everybody. There is a heart that's just open to everybody. You understand what I'm saying? Does this bear witness with what I'm, you know, is that his basic nature? Now, he had his arm loaded with baskets of blessings, see. And it doesn't bother him too much who he gives them to. He just gives them. I mean, he is so free with his, you know, you're not quite now here. See, he's full of Jesus and wants to give deliverance, whatever it is, the word of the Lord. Or even help sometimes. He financial help sometimes. There's such a giving spirit in this brother. That is the nature of Jesus. He came to give. He came to serve. See, this is a basic principle of holiness. Came to serve. He came to give. Oh, there's such a blessing on giving. Can't you see that in his face? That glory anointing, that simplicity of Jesus. It's not a religious spirit. Bless God, look at me, I'm pretty good.
Oh, Jesus.
See, it's a real sweet Jesus spirit Bronde estacara. Ombro cosora. Now, brother, another thing that you are a watchman in Israel. See, we're talking about the body of Christ as Israel. You are a watchman. And you haven't been just a watchman. You've been a watchman. I see you climbing up to the tower, and you're looking like this. See, you're looking off. And you got a message to warn the people. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
God has given you a message. A watchman's message is in your heart. And you burning inside to warn God's people. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
God love you, brother. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
We call these love words. We just encourage the body. Now, the prophet here will really clean your plow.
Praise you, Jesus.
I'm ready to sit down, buddy.
I got one more.
All right.
Mary, I just saw the Lord just washing your feet. Just pray. Just know that He loves you. And you're somebody special to Him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hey, Glenn. Thank you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Oh, sing, Jerusalem. The Lord will lead His army to victory over forces that would harm thee. Oh, sing the wondrous story to the nations of His glory. Oh, sing, Jerusalem. Oh, sing, Jerusalem. The Lord will lead His army to victory over forces that would harm thee. Oh, sing the wondrous story to the nations of His glory. Oh, sing, Jerusalem. Oh, sing, Jerusalem. The Lord will lead His army to victory over forces that would harm thee. Oh, sing the wondrous story to the nations of His glory. Oh, sing, Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank You for Your presence this evening. We thank You for the Word. We thank You for rest tonight. We thank You, Lord, for raising us up tomorrow to glorify Your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Our Lord God, that made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power. Our Lord God, that made the heavens and the earth by Thy outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Oh, nothing is too difficult for Thee. Oh, great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for Thee. Amen. Oh, our Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power. Amen.
Our Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth
nothing is too difficult. Oh, let's do it again. Oh, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Amen. Oh, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched arm.
God of my salvation. presence of the Lord here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands back up and let's praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to Your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We believe He's going to do good things among us. We believe You're going to do good things among us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Tonight. You wonder how God is leading you. All we have to do is follow the cloud, right? Praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven. Let's just praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, sing it again. Amen. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise. us lift our hands towards heaven. Praise the Lord. Let's just, oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. All hail King Jesus, amen. All hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him. And
this is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.